Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
When I was running my half marathon, this was one of the songs they were blaring as people were running for the finish line or making their last turn for the final loop. This was one of the songs that they were consistently playing over the loudspeaker. It was a boombox, if you will, for a half marathon. I like it. It's a song that's actually in my running playlist. And so I'll hear it every now and then when it shuffles in. If that's how you feel, we understand. Dead center of the work week. We call this the hump show, middle show of the work week. And it starts to go downhill from here. For those of you who like to hike, you live in hilly neighborhoods, maybe you live on the side of a mountain, who knows? Going downhill in a vehicle actually is easier. Sometimes going downhill with your own 2 feet is more challenging. I actually prefer uphill than downhill, but not when it comes to the weekends. Let's cruise downhill. Maybe use the sledding analogy because I do love snow. At the very top, you got to give yourself a couple pushes. You're sitting on the sled. Maybe you stick your feet out on the sides and you get a little traction. You get a little motion, momentum. But then once your sled starts to pick up speed, maybe slow, maybe get stuck on some icy, well, actually wouldn't be stuck on icy snow. Maybe get stuck in a bit of a deeper puff of snow. Then you pick up some speed. And as you're heading down the hill, you got to tuck in your hands and legs so nothing gets torn off. Nothing gets clipped by a tree. You don't get clipped by a tree. Nah. Once you start speeding downhill, freedom! And it feels exhilarating. Well, that's kind of how we feel about the approaching weekend. We pick up speed after this show. We get through Wednesday. See what I'm saying? It's exhilarating to be speeding down the snowy mountain on your sled. Or your toboggan, if you will. Does anyone use toboggans anymore? That feels like an old school world. Something out of the Christmas Story.
I feel like it's a more Canadian thing, maybe. No?
Sometimes the things that you come out of your mouth with, I don't understand.
What? The Canadian toboggan? I feel like they're more prevalent up there.
You never have you been to Canada to see whether or not they have more toboggans?
I've been there, not to see if they have more toboggans, but next time I go there, I'll take a look.
Jay relies entirely too much on his gut feelings, and they're really not based in any fact. They're just gut feelings and instincts.
And?
Have you been to Canada? Have you asked anyone about the toboggans?
I've been to Canada, yeah, a couple times. Mm-hmm. I haven't asked about the toboggans,
no.
But now I got to
make
it a point.
You're just guessing?
Yeah, it's an inference, if you will.
He doesn't know how to use that word either.
Oh, no.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I can't even say my own name tonight. That's twice I've said my own name wrong. I'm going to start to use an initial, A, like our friend C, who's been tweeting us tonight about travel. I'm just going to be A or AL from now on. I can do that. That's how I answer texts sometimes if they're professional, or how I answer your tweets and your Facebook posts. AL. Sometimes people they want to know what that means.
Al.
It means Al is writing to you. Okay. We're going to get serious here. In 30 minutes, you get to ask Amy anything. So you've got a bit of a time left, a stretch of time left to send your questions to producer Jay. So whether it's on Twitter, A Law Radio, or it's on our Facebook page, either one. And while you're there, we're asking you to fess up. How early do you go to the airport for a 2-hour for a 2-hour flight, let's say, domestic. We're not going international. Because if you show up 2 hours ahead of time, are you really in the airport for the same amount of time as your flight? That to me is, it's early. That to me is early. So if you have a 2-hour flight and you get to the airport 2 hours ahead of time and you have to think about transit to the airport, you were actually on your way to the airport waiting for your flight longer than you were in the air. Huh. That's excessive.
Yeah, it's like kind of sad.
You just offended so many people. We just offended so many people. All right. All that to say, we want to know your opinions. There are people out there who said 3 hours, easily 3 hours.
It's way too long.
3 hours.
Way too long.
3 hours. I don't sleep on planes. So if I'm up all night and I go to the airport 3 hours ahead of time, I could have taken a nap.
I mean, like, I get you're excited to go on vacation or like, but.
Well, some people are saying they prefer to go without the stress. That they appreciate the fact that they can get there with no stress. Yeah. I will cop to the fact that there are times where I have a little stress. I'd rather deal with the stress.
I mean, 3 hours seems like a lot. I get getting there early, giving yourself enough time. But honestly, I really do get stressed out having to sit in the airport and wait for over an hour, just sitting there, not knowing what's going to... I hate
Things
it.
Things can
I hate
go horribly
there.
Wrong.
Yeah, I hate it.
When you get to the gate and it's not even your flight, it's a flight that's going ahead of you in that gate.
Yep. And everything says on the board, it says all is good, all is good. You're just waiting for that delay to come.
Oh, you are. You're like, waiting. You're waiting for your flight to get canceled or delayed.
Someone's yelling at the front desk to the ticket guy. It's not his fault about something. It's just so more stressful in like at the gate.
Not to mention there are germs flying around the airport.
Stop.
Jay can't deal with germs. Okay, all that to say, we're taking a poll unofficially. We're just asking you to let us know how early you arrive at the airport for a domestic flight. A domestic flight, meaning in the United States. So again, on Twitter or on Facebook, our phone number is 855-212-4227. It is our hump show. Ask Amy Anything comes up later this hour. Between now and then, football, baby. It's not football season. It's not. I'll just readily admit that. But you know what's happening right now? The owners are meeting again because they have to. They are allergic to not meeting every month. Something happens. They break out in hives if they don't meet every month. And then practice. We dress it up. We call it OTAs, but actually it's practice. We talking about practice, except in the NFL, we stress over practice. We get very excited, too, as fans, when there's official training activities. Actually, they're called official team activities, but either way, it's practice. It's a fancy acronym for practice. We know what Allen Iverson thinks of that.
Did you see that new commercial that we're not talking about practice. It's Allen Iverson, Kevin Hart, and I can't remember. I saw it for the first time yesterday, and it's Allen Iverson in a press conference. We're talking about something, not practice, but it was the name of the company. It was brilliant. It was genius. I can't remember it, so I guess it wasn't that good. But okay. I only saw it once. But
so it wasn't that memorable. I bet you can Google it. Anyway, we're going to talk about practice when it comes to the quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is injured already. No, I'm not gloating or laughing over that. The only thing I would feel bad for the Jets if it did happen that he got hurt, it's just some dumb calf tweak. No big deal.
Totally fine.
It's totally fine. But why is it just so typical of the Jets that that's the headline? Rodgers' first practice, official practice, and he's already walking off the field with a trainer. It's wrong. It's not totally fine. Could you imagine? Robert Saleh might spontaneously combust. Joe Douglas would definitely spontaneously combust.
I think half of the tri-state, New York tri-state area would just burst into flames.
You think?
I don't know. There are a lot of people who have a lot riding on this in this area. It's a big deal.
You think? Money?
Money will get there. I'm sure people will start to make their Jets bets as the season creeps
Jets
up.
Jets bets!
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, that's not a thing. Hashtag Jets bets.
But pride, really.
Pride. We're going cross-country first, though, because I think a far greater question at the quarterback position is San Francisco. And looky here! Kyle Shanahan! It's his favorite thing. He loves talking about quarterbacks at press conferences. And Brock Purdy intel on the way.
He's doing good. Still staying the same.
Yep, on schedule. I think he's allowed to throw sometime next week. Only God knows, and it's all estimates, so it depends what quote people have got for me. But, I mean, we're hoping for week one, and I feel pretty optimistic about that. That's what we're hoping for. He'll be ready to play in week one, and usually that doesn't mean that's the day he comes back. Usually you got to come before that to make that goal, and that's kind of the goal we're hoping for, and don't have any reason to think differently.
I just try to focus on where I'm at right now, and for me it's get my arm healthy. You know, to say all these things and say you want to be this kind of guy or that kind of guy of the team, I think that's just, in a sense, foolish just to for myself to think like that. Like, for me, I come into work every day trying to get my arm right, try to be around the guys, and do what it takes to win.
Brock Purdy got his head down. He's working hard to get ready. But you hear Kyle Shanahan say he could potentially start throwing next week, which is great. Of course, we are not satisfied with that. We want to know whether or not week one is a possibility. So poking the bear that is Brock Purdy, what about the start of the season? What about week number one? What about the season opener, Brock?
I feel good. Arm is feeling good. So to say I'm going to be ready by this time or this time, I just, you know, we're not trying to label any kind of timeline like that. For sure, though, like that's a goal, right? To you want to be ready for, you know, the season, and if that's the case, great. But like I said, we're just taking it one day at a time and don't want to say anything that, you know, we regret down the road or whatever.
You mean because people are writing this down and recording it, and because we're going to play it on a national radio show, you don't want to say anything that you have to take back or backpedal on down the road? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. For now, obviously, Brock Purdy is unable to practice, and so that means it's Trey Lance, who's been working out with the same quarterback coach that Patrick Mahomes does, and it's Sam Darnold, baby. It's Sam Darnold. All right, Trey first. We know Kyle Shanahan is a big fan of Trey Lance. He and John Lynch, they identified him, they targeted him, they moved up to get him, remember, in the draft a couple of years ago, and he was the starter when he got hurt early in last season. Was it broken foot? Some kind of a foot? Something foot. I think it was a broken foot. And so he is ready to go now and has been working out and is hoping for another opportunity. And there is something to be said for staying professional even when it doesn't quite go your way. And so I appreciate that Kyle Shanahan looks at Trey Lance and recognizes, hey, he's handling his business the right way, though it's been fraught with disappointment.
I think Trey's been the same guy this offseason he was last offseason. Trey is a very special person that I don't think has to try to act anyway. I think guys have the respect of Trey, whether he played any other position, whether he was the one, two, or the three. Obviously, when you're the number one quarterback and you've done that and had experience, that carries more weight. But also, when you're number one quarterback and you haven't played, that stuff still isn't real until you go out there and do it. That's all just outside perception. So Trey's been the same since he's been here. The guys respect the hell out of him, and they'll continue to do that.
My opportunity is just to come in to compete, and that's all I wanted. So for me, I don't want to take anything away from Brock, and no one should be able to take anything away from Brock. He did what he did last year, and he deserves all the credit in the world for it. Like I said, for me, I just wanted an opportunity to compete.
This is a tough one because they're both likable. They're both young. They have different skill sets. We haven't even seen what Trey Lance has to offer over a season as the starter. Of course, with Brock, we didn't see it for a full season, but we did see what happened when he got an opportunity. I do not relish the position that Kyle and John are in. Kyle, specifically. This is tough. If Brock's ready week number one, and Trey Lance is also ready week number one, oh, and Sam Darnold is ready week number one. How do you decide? It's a good problem to have, right? It's great to have two quarterbacks that are under rookie deals. Now, Trey Lance was a first rounder, which means ultimately he will cost more money than Brock Purdy under these rookie deals. They have a fifth year option they can pick up for Trey Lance, whereas Brock Purdy, because he was the last guy selected, it's not a fifth year option deal. But ultimately, because they have two guys who are under rookie deals, they're going to have to decide which one to pay. All things being equal, they both stay in the system. I mean, there is a chance that San Francisco could try to move one of them. But if they stay in the system, they're going to have to decide. It's a little bit like this situation with the Packers and Jordan Love. How do they know whether or not they want to give him a large contract extension, pay him the going rate of quarterbacks in the NFL these days if they never see him start? And the Niners are potentially going to run into that, right? Because if Brock Purdy's healthy, we kind of got the indication from Shanahan that if Brock's healthy, it's his job. He earned that by the way he played last year. But if they never see what they have in Trey Lance, well, how do they know? Practice is one thing. You have to have actual game reps. And as for Trey, he isn't asking out. There was talk about him being traded in the offseason, but that's not what he wants.
I love it here. I love the coaching staff. I love working with Greasy and Clay and now Clint as well. Love the quarterback room. Love the guys in the locker room. No doubt for me, this is absolutely where I want to be.
So he doesn't want out. He doesn't want to go somewhere else. Again, love that he's professional and handles his business professionally. And I wonder how much of Jimmy Garoppolo rubbed off on him. I was always very impressed with the way that Jimmy handled his business. The disappointment, for sure. Waiting, watching his team draft someone else, not knowing about his future. What, two seasons in a row? It was every other week. Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to stay here? Is he going to get traded? Is it his job? Is it someone else's job? Battling through injuries. Jimmy always handled the adversity, the ups and downs, the highs and lows with the utmost professionalism. And I am not at all surprised that Trey is doing the same thing. Certainly, it's partly his personality, but it's also got to be the quarterback that he was modeling and watching when he first got to San Fran. Well, what about the opportunity now to work out with Patrick Mahomes and to train with Patrick Mahomes, the MVP?
Learned a ton. Like I said, I was able to focus on the right things. Just having a better idea, again, even better this year coming into year three of what is expected of me, how to run the offense, being able to watch Jimmy and Brock play at such a high level this year. But for me, being able to be around Pat was awesome. Just pick his brain, learn about just the type of guy he is, how he spends his free time, off season, and then more about his in-season schedule as well.
It's kind of cool, right? As we head through the second half of the show, we'll talk about what Tom Brady said to the rookie quarterbacks at their symposium. He was brought in to speak to encourage them to talk about being a quarterback for an extended period of time in the NFL. It's a neat service that the league does for its rookies. And there's so much pressure on quarterbacks. So it's neat that they could hear from Tom Brady, because obviously today's rookie quarterbacks, today's young QBs grew up watching Tom Brady, some of them wanting to be Tom Brady. And the idea that these young QBs can be more prepared for what's facing them, I think that's something that we're seeing more and more now. Whether they go to one of the top flight colleges, one of the top flight college football programs, or they don't, once you're in the spotlight, man, there's so much to adjust to. And the best coaches, the best programs will get these guys ready even before they get to the NFL. So yeah, you've got guys like Trey who know how to speak to the media. You've got guys like Brock Purdy. Now, he's a little bit different because he wasn't groomed quite the same way as a Trey Lance. But I do love him, and I know a lot of Niners fans love him as well. And to see Trey get the chance to work with Patrick Mahomes is incredible. To see the respect that Brock has already earned because of how he led the offense last year when he was pressed into duty. And he still has one goal and one goal only.
We want to win a Super Bowl here, and that's simple as that. And so for me, I just do my job, and everything else falls into place. But, you know, I'm just trying to be present. I'm not trying to get caught up in rumors or what people are saying or anything like that. So, but for the fact that I'm to say that, yeah, for sure I'm appreciative, and to see what we did last year and, you know, winning 12 games in a row and everything that we did as a team, it was a great accomplishment. So we just want to build off that momentum.
Ah, how do you choose? Seriously, how do you choose? This is a tough one. It's going to be really fascinating to watch this play out. But not as much in practice because Brock can't play yet. He isn't cleared for all football activities. He's getting close to throwing is what we've heard. but he could be ready for week one. Oh, man, it's going to be one of the most watched quarterback positions in the NFL. Or maybe it could be Sam Darnold. Maybe Sam Darnold, who is now the veteran in the room. So why San Francisco, Sam?
I'm not going to go into too many details about, you know, what I could have signed for and the different options that way. But I just know I'm, you know, excited to be here and excited to get things going here.
What a unique and eclectic quarterback room. Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, and Sam Darnold. Very, very diverse paths to get to that San Francisco QB room. Interesting.
And a team with very legitimate Super Bowl aspirations.
Yeah, good point. I just saw this post on our Facebook page. You ready to answer our show question tonight? How early do you get to the airport? Paul says 1 hour. So he uses the Manchester, New Hampshire airport, one that I've flown out of a lot. Got to have TSA pre-check because you get to keep your shoes on.
That's a good point. That might be worth it right there alone.
I don't mind, but there are times in the summer when I travel without socks, and that's pretty gross. Well, see, I wear sandals, right? Or I wear, I don't usually travel in flip-flops, but I do travel in sandals a lot of time, and then I forget, and I take my sandals off, and I'm on my tiptoes on the floor. Oh. So gross. There could be parasites or something on the floor. All right, a couple of minutes left to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Straight ahead, Tom Brady advising rookie quarterbacks at the NFL symposium. Kind of interesting. And also what one rookie quarterback learned by hearing Tom Brady speak at this symposium. It's the Hump Show, and we're talking football in May. What more could you ask for? It's after.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters for their Memorial Day sale. 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tom Brady, he's not coming back to football. Don't worry. There's no unretirement announcement. Not this year. Actually, you guys cracked me up earlier in the week. Oh, no, it was last week, actually. Well, it was within the last week when we had Armando Salguero on the show and we asked him for fun who he believes will make a better analyst in the NFL broadcast booth. Will it be Tom Brady? Will it be Matt Ryan? And the number of people who said Tom Brady, no doubt, because he excels at what he does, everything he does, which I thought was interesting. I believe that Tom will work at it. I think that's why he put it off for a year. He's got some other projects he wants to attend to. He wants to maybe enjoy not being stuck on a football schedule for a year, but he also has a lot of irons in the fire. And I do believe he wants to, according to what he told Jim Gray on their radio show, he wants to be good at it. He wants to practice before he gets into a broadcast booth. Whereas Matt Ryan, many of you have no hopes for him. I mean, I think it's just because he didn't win a Super Bowl. Came so close, didn't win a Super Bowl. Now you think he's going to suck at broadcasting? So you're saying there's a chance. Tom Brady was practicing, speaking in public. He was practicing his public speaking at the rookie quarterback symposium that the NFL holds. And they do this for all their rookies, but for quarterbacks specifically. Given his advice, his wisdom, his experience to guys like Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, these first-round quarterbacks, of which he was not, by the way. Peter Schrager of NFL Network, he was there filming Brady with this wisdom and advice for the young QBs.
Going in the second round, in the end, that's not real that big of a deal. Going first overall, in the end, it's not a big deal. Right? It's great. You got opportunity. You're probably going to be paid more than anyone for a time period. But I was drafted, you know, 199. I just outlasted everybody. There's another me back there. Right? So how do I keep my edge on everybody?
Facts.
I had to keep working. I didn't go, hey, I'm good. Right? I won 3 Super Bowls. I'm good.
The peanut gallery is active there as well. On Peter Schrager's Twitter, we grabbed that. Tom Brady. Could you imagine him in a broadcast booth? Will he be that relaxed? Will he be that informal? Will he be that inspirational to young quarterbacks who hope to follow in his path?
Facts.
Facts. Bryce Young, as we say, was part of that meeting with Tom Brady, was part of that rookie symposium, and yeah, he was blown away.
There's a lot of gems, a lot of nuggets that I was able to take away. I was able to ask some questions about his career, kind of his mindset going towards it. And, you know, for me, obviously, being a young quarterback, you know, wanting to know things that, you know, he wished he knew at this age and, you know, things that he felt like were key for him to have success. You know, I think that's something that's pretty invaluable. So I'm going to keep it to, you know, I'm going to keep it to who was in that room. But I definitely took away a lot. Being able to talk to one of the greatest to ever do it is a huge honor and privilege. So I was very grateful for that.
Bryce Young and some of the other rookie QBs had a chance to take a photo with Tom Brady. Apparently, the photo was snapped at the worst possible moment for Bryce because his eyes were closed.
Was I? Oh, gosh, dang it. Man, I did not know that, but now I know. Dang. It was like one picture they took, and I'm like, I don't know if I was looking for that one, so I just hope they don't use that, and of course, that's the one they went with.
We gotta keep that. That's fantastic. Apparently, he didn't see the photo before someone else saw the photo, and they informed him that he was closing his eyes in the picture. His reaction's so classic. It's like any other American. Forget that he was drafted number one overall. Any other human would have the same reaction. You get a picture with your idol, and this is what happens. You're closing your eyes.
Dang it. Man, I did not know that, but now I know. Dang. It was like one picture they took, and I'm like, I don't know if I was looking for that one, so I just hope they don't use that. And, of course, that's the one they went with.
Some days you're Michael Block. Some days you're Bryce Young and your eyes are closed in a photo with Tom Brady. Some days you're the windshield. Some days you're the bug.
Gosh, dang it.
Now, if that were Jason Tatum, we wouldn't have got the PG-13 version or the PG version of gosh dang it. Nope. Jason's not swearing at his latest press conference because he had a good game.
I don't know.
All right. Do we have fun with our audio here on the show? Straight ahead, though, we clear the deck for you and your questions. Ask Amy anything. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook page, you can send your questions last minute. I don't know if they'll catch producer Jay's eye, but maybe you know what? He's big into packaging. So I would suggest many emojis if you would like to catch his eye. Jay is he's a sucker for packaging. He buys products off the shelves at the gas station convenience store based on what they look like.
I will admit, it's a good way to get me. I'm a self-admitted sucker for a good package.
All right. So I'm just going to leave that.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have said that one. Clip that.
It wasn't even me. I'm so proud of myself. I just was going to leave it alone.
I don't dump that one. I could have.
You could have. I would have been so mad at you if you did, though. So mad at you. All right.
Being good fun.
Anyway, we're going to keep going here. And we've got Ask Amy Anything next. So there will be no questions about packages.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
You can ask me anything except who will start for the San Francisco 49ers in 2023, because that I don't know. I just did my CBS Sports Minute on how I'd hate to be in Kyle Shanahan's shoes, because they're going to have to choose one or the other before these guys are due contract extensions. And oh yeah, they're also trying to win a Super Bowl with this great roster they have. Thanks for hanging out with us. It is our hump show, middle show of the work week. You get to ask Amy anything. Getting a lot of responses on Twitter and Facebook. As we morph our way into a Wednesday morning, this is where producer Jay shines. I hope he shines.
Well, we got to start
here. Like the sun.
Like the sun. I like that. So we got to start here based on our show question of the night of how early do you get to the airport for a domestic flight. So Michael asks you personally, which is the most stressful for you when flying, when traveling? Is it connecting flights, getting to the airport, security checkpoints, knowing whether your checked luggage will make it to your destination, or flying internationally?
Yeah, flying internationally, I usually leave a lot more time, but I've done a bunch of that, and I've done it in big groups, and it doesn't stress me out. As long as you're organized, flying internationally is, it's just a bunch of steps you have to go through. For me, it's always more stressful when I have a connecting flight. I try to fly direct as often as possible. I'd rather pay a little extra to fly direct, because once you're in the air, the stress is over, right? Once you're in the air, there's nothing that you can do about it. At least you've taken off. Barring weather and, who knows, having to turn around, something like that. But your plane's out of gas. No, I'm just kidding. I hate connecting flights because it seems like no matter what, even if you land early, it takes you 30 minutes to get off the plane. You're always getting a flight that's on the complete opposite end of the airport.
Every time.
Oh, my gosh. And in places like Chicago, for instance, O'Hare, that can mean a really long walk. Atlanta, same thing. Some of the biggest airports, it feels like you could walk for days and miss your connecting flight. The number of times I've had to run through an airport, this is why I generally wear sneakers when I fly. Not always, but a lot of times, because if you can't run, then you might as well just give up, wave the white flag. I'm going to stay here and wait for the next one.
So Karen asks, what was your favorite part of spring cleaning?
What was my favorite part?
I guess it says what was, but I guess it's really more what is your favorite part of spring cleaning?
Okay.
The cleaning itself?
No.
Organizing stuff or some other part of it?
Definitely the organizing, but the purging. In fact, on Friday morning, I'm leaving multiple boxes at the end of my driveway for a veterans organization to pick up, because I've gone through, at this point, most of my closets and my dresser drawers. So every couple of years, I like to purge, meaning donate clothes that I haven't used in a couple of years. Might as well give them to someone else who can. So I feel much lighter. I love donating. I love purging. I love making more space. I'm also giving away some books. I was going to take them to the library, but the veterans organization will take those too. So yeah, I'm donating as much as I possibly can to make room in my house. So that's my favorite part of spring cleaning.
I like this one. It comes in from Alan. He says, if I named a sandwich after you in my deli, I guess owns a deli,
what
would be on it and what would you call it?
Turkey, but carving board turkey. So the thick slabs of white meat, turkey white meat. In addition, I would have provolone cheese, love provolone cheese, salt and pepper, cucumber, and avocado, and then maybe a horseradish of some type. So not a real heavy horseradish, but just enough of a horseradish to give it a little bit of a zest and a zing. So it would be a wrap, by the way, a whole wheat wrap with horseradish spread on it, or a horseradish mustard spread on it. Carving board turkey, avocado, cucumber, provolone cheese, salt and pepper. And maybe some banana peppers, but that might be a little bit too much with the horseradish.
And what do we call this concoction?
Oh, what do we call it? Something to do with the law. I don't know.
The big boss?
No. But like Amy Lawrence. A-Law. A-Law sandwich. A-Law wrap. That's
that
a wrap. That's a wrap with A-Law. Oh, no. Boom! That's what we call it.
Boom, that's a wrap.
No, that's too long of it. Just something to do with boom.
All right, Alan, we need two booms over here. Stat. So Eric now wants to know, when was the last time you played a pickup game of basketball or a game of horse?
Oh, it's been forever. I wish I had played. Horse maybe the last couple of years with my brother. But yeah, it's been a long time. In fact, the basketball that I own is flat, so I haven't played in a really long time. I miss it desperately, but I wouldn't even know where to find a pickup game anymore. So instead, I try to I haven't played golf yet this year, but golf or I played softball, men's league for a long time. Hiking, that kind of helps. Running the half marathons still gives me some goals. I desperately miss basketball. I'll miss it forever. I mean, once you play it in an organized fashion at any level, if you really fall in love with it, you miss it forever.
Well, here's another basketball related one. Steven asks, what was your jersey number when you played basketball and why?
I changed jersey numbers a fair number. 11 was my high school number. And when I got to college, I wanted 11, but 11 wasn't available. Someone else on the team had it. So I went to 33, which was my favorite number, is my favorite number. So I had 33. And then I don't know if someone else wanted 33, and I ended up changing to 23 for a while, and then I finally got back to 11. So, yeah, I was kind of like Aaron Rodgers in that I changed numbers and went back to an old one. Eventually, I finished up with 11, but, yeah, I did a 33 and a 23 as well, I think.
Ready for this one?
No.
Axel wants to know, what would Jedi Amy do if she survived Order 66?
Would I hide like Obi-Wan? Let my hair grow long, hide in a cave? Or would I attempt to save people, or not save people, but help people who desperately needed help? Yeah, I don't think I could stand by while the galaxy was taken over by the Empire and by the dark side. I think I probably would attempt to somehow be a use, but without giving away the fact that I was a Jedi. So a little bit like Ahsoka did after she gave up her Jedi status. If you watched Clone Wars, after she gave up her Jedi status on Clone Wars, she couldn't resist helping. There were still times when she ended up helping, even though she was no longer recognized or acknowledged as a Jedi, but she couldn't resist. That would be me.
Ahsoka will be getting a show on Disney Plus either, I think, later in the year or early next year.
Coming up.
That'd be cool. Here's another one just in the Star Wars realm quick. Gut Boy asks, if Tom Brady was a Star Wars character, who would he be?
Darth Maul. No, actually, he might be Qui-Gon Jinn. I could see him as Qui-Gon Jinn. He'd get cut in half by Darth Maul.
I was thinking Han Solo for some reason.
Really?
He's like got that arrogance about him.
Yeah, but Han Solo's more rugged, I think.
Yeah.
A little more scruffy looking. Why, you stuck up something-something scruffy-looking nerf herder.
All right, move on here. Gregory asks, when you're grilling, do you use charcoal,
yes,
wood? That's it? Charcoal?
Charcoal.
All right.
Apparently, Bob has a pellet grill.
A pellet grill?
I like pellet grills. I've invited him to bring his pellet grill to New Jersey.
Wait, well, I feel like I know what that is, but I'm blanking.
Yeah, it's pellets. You put it in a big cauldron and
they heat up.
You heat up the pellets. Yeah, it's delicious. It's amazing. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm not a gas grill person, gas or propane. I like charcoal's my favorite.
Here's a sports one coming in from Christian. He asks, what's your favorite QB wide receiver combination of all time?
All time?
All time.
Huh. Let's see. Okay, give me a second, and I will come back to it before the end. Before you get to rapid fire, I need to think about it for a second. It's something to do with John Elway, but I need to think about it for a second.
All right, Diana asks, what's your favorite amusement park ride?
Roller coasters. Always.
All roller coasters? Flips?
Yeah, I love roller coasters. Love roller coasters.
David wants to know, what is your favorite animal and why?
My favorite animal is a horse, always has been. When I was a little girl, I used to play with horse figurines. Just in love with horses. They're powerful, but they're majestic. They have incredible personalities. They'll work for you. Obviously, they're just the speed. I love the communication that a human and a horse can have. So they're amazing.
Alec asks, do you remember your very first producer?
I don't. I have no idea who that was. That was a long time ago. In fact, I was probably my own producer for the longest time. So no, I don't remember.
Mike wants to know, what is one movie or TV show that you can never get tired of watching, no matter how many times you've seen it?
One movie or TV show?
Or one movie and one TV show.
Okay, well, definitely anything to do with Star Wars. I will watch it. I've got the original trilogy memorized, and I still enjoy watching it. One TV show. I really like the first five or six seasons of Nashville, which... It's gone now, but it was a good show. I could watch that. Friends, I never get tired of watching Friends. Right now, SEAL Team. I could watch SEAL Team over and over again. I'm trying to think if there's any other current TV show that I would really enjoy watching over and over again. Yeah, I really like Bones is another crime drama that I enjoy, too. So those would be a few. You ready?
Yeah, do it.
John Elway and Rod Smith. I'll go John Elway and Rod Smith, or I could go John Elway and Shannon Sharp, but I think I'll go John Elway and Rod Smith.
Nice. All right, that was worth the wait. That was good. David wants to know, what modern athletes would you like to see compete in a Superstars competition? Which I didn't know what that was, but apparently an old ABC show where professional athletes would compete in sports that aren't their profession. So, like, LeBron would play hockey or something like that.
Mm.
So what athletes who are at current today would you like to see try a different sport out?
My gosh, why do you give me these questions and don't let me have time to prepare for them? I'd like to see Draymond Green try curling because I think his ongoing commentary would be really funny. So Draymond Green and curling, Josh Allen and tennis with John McEnroe. He'd have to play tennis with John McEnroe.
I like that. So yeah. Now we'll finish out with some rapid
Those are
fire.
Just random. What a question. There's nothing else in there that had anything to do with me. Those are all like quite.
That was fun.
Okay.
I don't know.
Odd.
I like Draymond Curly. That's a good one.
All right.
Scrambled or fried?
Scrambled.
Spaghetti or linguine?
Linguine with clam sauce.
Oceans or mountains?
Oceans, if you're making me choose.
Book smarts or street smarts?
Book smart. That's me. I don't have as much street smart.
Soap or hand sanitizer?
Soap.
Fork or spoon?
Spoon.
Work on a farm or work in a factory?
On a farm.
One pillow or two pillows when you're sleeping?
Depends on how I'm sleeping. On my side, two pillows. If I'm sleeping on my stomach, which my chiropractor said don't do, then I just do one flat pillow. I'm a thin pillow person. I can't do thick pillows.
Experience an earthquake or experience a volcanic eruption?
An earthquake.
Hmm.
You know, get buried in lava with an earthquake. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Most of us have clothes that we've loved for years, maybe even decades. But it's harder than ever to find clothes that will stand the test of time. If you're looking for more pieces designed to last, you can't go wrong with American Giant. From hoodies and t-shirts to denim and more, they've got everything you need to build a wardrobe that you'll be proud of for years to come. All American Giant clothing is created with a commitment to doing things better. From the materials they use down to the last stitch in every piece. And everything is made right here in America, in partnership with people and communities. Because keeping things local ensures the kind of quality you'll appreciate as soon as you receive your order. Discover the American Giant difference today. Shop wardrobe essentials that last a lifetime at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code LT23 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code LT23.